The process is consistent with the movement of the exercises, through the principle and foundation to the contemplation to attain love. Therefore, we must make ourselves indifferent to all created things, as far as we are allowed free choice and are not under any prohibition. The first is that love ought to manifest itself in deeds rather than in words. Then I will reflect upon myself and consider, according to all reason and justice, what I ought to offer the Divine Majesty, that is, all I possess, and myself with it. Thus, as one would do who is moved by great feeling, I will make this offering of myself. In The Alchemist, Santiago meets a crystal merchant whose desire is to make the pilgrimage to Mecca. But he only made it so far in his journey when he stopped to run his crystal shop and effectively got distracted by the busyness of the world. The merchant reasons, "Because it's the thought of Mecca that keeps me alive. I'm afraid that if my dream is realised, I'll have no reason to go on living. I'm afraid that it would all be a disappointment, so I prefer just to dream about it." Earlier, when he first meets Santiago, the merchant laughs at Santiago's expression of his own dream, and the impact on Santiago is desolating. There was a moment of silence so profound that it seemed the city was asleep. It was as if the world had fallen silent because the boy's soul had. The merchant still had his desire, but gradually his soul became quieter in expressing it because the pain of not progressing towards it was unbearable. It is the manifestation of the phrase, "Most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them." In my 40-day journey with Julian of Norwich, day 4, Julian says, "For this is the reason why those who deliberately occupy themselves with worldly business, constantly seeking worldly well-being, have not God's rest in their hearts and souls." And in the personal reflections, the question is asked, "In your faith tradition, what is the appropriate balance between this worldly investment in human life and one's total commitment and allegiance to God? Can both be lived simultaneously? Explain."